The Walla Walla area is famous for its wine, but the people who plant and pick the grapes rarely get the spotlight. Earlier this month, NWPB's Susan Shane attended a free event that helped vineyard workers shine.
It's Sunday afternoon at a community center in Milton Freewater, Oregon, just over the border from Walla Walla. Women are clustered at long tables covered in pink tablecloths. They're getting their hair done, their makeup, their nails. It looks like the backstage of a beauty pageant. But there aren't any speeches about world peace at this Feria Linda, or beauty fair. It's simply a day where local stylists have volunteered their services to make vineyard workers feel good after a long season.
No se puede trabajar con las uñas así.
That's Rosalba Castillo Diaz. She's picked grapes for over a decade. She says vineyard work and manicures don't normally mix. But now that the grape harvest is over, the crews have a few months off. The season won't start again until January or February. Castillo Diaz says she and her colleagues don't usually look like this.
Es diferente, sí. Nos vemos diferente.
Most of the workers are parents who don't have time to pamper themselves. Castillo Diaz, for example, has four children and a full slate of cleaning, laundry, and cooking. While it's tough for any parent to find time for self-care, try doing so when work sometimes starts at 4 a.m., 6 days a week. Workers didn't have to worry about that today, though. The event provided free childcare and food.
A lot of our crew, including two of the young men that came and are enjoying a manicure, their very first manicure.
That's Rosanna Lugo. She works in HR for Seven Hills Vineyard in Walla Walla. Lugo says that vineyard work is not only time-consuming, but also physically demanding. To protect their bodies, workers normally cover themselves from head to toe with gloves, bandanas, hats, sunglasses.
It's physically hard on the body. And so therefore, the women, when I finally get to see them without their everything covered, I look at them and it's like, oh, that's you. You look different with them.
Lugo says this event is important because it gives workers
the opportunity to come in and say, you know what, I can take everything off. I can look beautiful.
Irene Mesa is one of Lugo's crew members.
Si te desgasta un poco.
She says vineyard work can wear you down, both physically and mentally.
Con un poco que te arregles, ya te sientes mejor, tu autoestima sube.
But, she says, a little primping can boost your spirits. Feria Linda was organized by two nonprofits, Catholic Charities Walla Walla and Vital Wines. They're both based in the Walla Walla Valley, which has the largest concentration of wineries in Washington. That's according to the Washington State Wine Commission. Ruthel Martinez works for Catholic Charities. She got the idea for Feria Linda after meeting some vineyard workers.
The women were sharing how they never get ready, they never treat themselves, they never do anything for themselves.
The workers showed Martinez their hands, which were rough and scratched. It made Martinez think.
We're enjoying the wine all the time, but we don't think about who's actually out there grabbing the grapes and making the wine for us. So it's also awesome to see that we're taking care of all the women that are actually in the vineyards.
This was Feria Linda's first year, but the workers say they hope it continues. They appreciated their new looks and their new experiences. One woman even got her very first haircut. Reporting in Milton Freewater, I'm Susan Shane.